Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
If you ban them in the future, the bullets will have been shot and there won't be any more available.
So you don't shoot deer with a bullet that size. If you do, you could cook it at the same time.
Put that double barrel shotgun and fire two blasts outside the house.
That is without a doubt the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
This is 2A Tuesday, brought to you by the Range St. Louis West.
And we're joined this morning by John Henderson, the proprietor out there at the Range St. Louis West. John, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing well. I just never get tired of replaying the poster child there for the gun industry these days, which is Beto O'Rourke. He's got to be the number one AR salesman in America today, I would guess.
Well, he certainly has reignited the debate. But again, we keep coming back to this debate, and you know, logic doesn't seem to be prevalent in some people's mind, because we've gone down this road before. We had a gun assault weapons ban in the 90s. It had virtually no effect. The FBI tells us it had virtually no effect. You know, it, just like prohibition didn't really do what they thought it would do with alcohol consumption. You can ban all you want. It's not going to change what's in people's hearts and when people want to do evil.
Yeah,
it's been going on like this for thousands of years.
You know, I would agree. Yesterday, I listened to the Brian Kilmeade program, which follows this one. I heard Brian had a guest who called in who said he was a retired FFL holder, gun store owner, and he was debating Brian because of Brian's thrown his support behind this idea of universal background checks. And Brian's argument is, you know, if I have to get a background check when I go to a licensed dealer to buy a gun, why shouldn't the person I'm selling a gun to in a private transaction also have to go get that background check? And the guy kind of schooled Brian, and I appreciated the fact that it was on a syndicated nationwide program. People need to understand the laws are already in effect. If you sell a gun to somebody, you better be pretty sure, very confident that they could pass a background check, or you are suddenly breaking the law.
That's absolutely correct. It's a false argument. The same with the red flag laws. It's a false argument. There are already laws in place that govern all of this. And you cannot just, it's not easier to buy a firearm than it is to buy Xanax, as some politicians said. And I forget which network it was on. Some reporter was going to show how easy it was to buy a gun. And so she videoed, and I'm going to go in here and buy one and walk out with it today. And she got denied.
Yeah, I remember that.
So it's a completely false argument, and it's something they want to use to gin up their base. And you have to really ask yourself, what's their ultimate goal? Why do they seek to demonize firearms so much? And if, let's say we all capitulated, which will never happen, and we banned ARs and AKs, and we turned them all in. And then the next time there's any type of incident, what, are they going to come after lever-action rifles, bolt-action rifles, single-shot break-action shotguns, handguns? I mean, what are they – I mean, if that's their answer, if there's violence and their answer is to ban the tool, there's always going to be another incident of violence, and we're going to get to the point where we're like Britain, where you can't even own a knife, yet they are having a rash of gun violence going on in their country. It's just insane, but that's what they want. They ultimately want all of them gone.
You know, we're talking to John Henderson, who's the owner at the Range St. Louis West. John, I've also heard this debate. In fact, Lewis Reed, who's the president of the Board of Aldermen in the city, proposed this one the other day, that within his city, he would like to make sure that anybody who applies for a background check and fails it should be immediately reported to the police, at which point somebody pointed out The city's already managed to run off all of its gun stores, so they're not quite sure who that new law would apply to. But in your experience, who are these people that are failing background checks, and should they be reported to the police, and should the police go out and interview them?
So first of all, whenever someone fails a background check, the top law enforcement agency in the country already knows this because they ran the check.
Thank you.
They already know that this person failed a background check. Now, to my knowledge, nothing happens with that information. Now, if we believe it's a straw purchase or that there's something else going on other than the fact that the person has an open warrant, because there are hundreds of reasons you can fail a background check, even though you're a good person. You could have an open arrest that just wasn't probably adjudicated in a computer from when you were 22 years old, and it can stop you from passing, or you can at least get delayed. So there are legitimate things that would stop somebody who's now a good person from buying a firearm. And they may have had something in their past that means they can't own a firearm, which them trying to buy one is a crime. But there's nothing done with that. Even we know it's a straw purchase and we report it. To my knowledge, nothing has ever happened with any of that because it's such a low priority for law enforcement. They got so many things to deal with. That trying to track down everybody who doesn't pass a background check is, I don't think, real high on their list because the vast majority of those people are not criminals coming in to buy guns.
And
criminals don't come in our shop to buy guns because they know they can't buy the gun here.
I just want to let that hang out there for a minute for any liberals who might be listening. That's the point. You know, I mean, if somebody comes in and they fill out that paperwork, what's the form called?
Called a form 4473.
Somebody comes in and fills out a form 4473, as I did the other day when I purchased a handgun at the range. They do so with the firm belief, I assume, that they're going to pass the background check. And if it comes back and it says that they didn't, there's a good chance it's as big a surprise to the person that failed it as it is to you.
Oh, most of the time it is, or if they get delayed because they need to do further research. And the person almost always asks us, well, why did it happen? We have no idea. We're not told info. They can't tell us info because it's the person's personal info. So the FBI is not going to tell us why. And there's a process that they appeal the decision to deny. And there's even a process for them to get a universal personal identification number so that the FBI can go do the research once on them and say, no, he's really a good guy now. So as of this date, as long as there's nothing in his background that's new, he can use this pen and he doesn't have to go through this delay process every time.
Right.
You know, so there's all these processes in place that do everything they're talking about, even red flag laws, Mark. You can, if you believe someone's a danger, there's a process for investigating that and it being adjudicated and then that person being removed from society so that they don't harm people. But yet what we want to do is skip all of that process and just say, well, he was mean to me and he's got guns. So we're going to go take his guns. You know, I mean, New Jersey implemented this law and they've used it every single day since they implemented it. They have done a red flag law seizure an extreme risk protection order. It makes it sound so much better when we say it that
Call
way.
Call it that, right.
But it's still just denying someone their basic rights but without due process. And, you know, some states are talking about expanding it to not just family members making those type of reports, but coworkers. Okay,
anybody.
So can you imagine you getting in an argument with somebody and your coworker's a little bit vindictive? Not that you have any there at 97.1. I know you talk to all great people.
But
let's
assume
you worked at a different station and you had some vindictive people. And they just make a phone call and all of a sudden somebody's knocking on your door saying, hey, Mark, you got to give us your guns.
Yep. Yep, that's what we have to be on guard for. Listen, John, thank you for bringing some common sense to the conversation, my friend.
Thanks for having me. Keep up the good work.
I appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon. We appreciate your support. John Henderson from The Range St. Louis West, therangestl.com. Good folks over there. Go talk to them.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.